Good morning, friends. Good to be with you on this Christmas Eve day as we celebrate the fourth Sunday of Advent this morning. I want to make sure you know about our Christmas Eve services this afternoon and evening. The choir and Bonnie and Shanae have been working hard to prepare a beautiful service for our 7:30 lessons and carols. And we also have a 4 o'clock service that'll be brief, less than an hour, very family-friendly. And our youth ensemble and our children's choir will be singing at that service. So that's at 4 o'clock. We hope that you will join us for one or both of those. We are not having our adult and youth formation time and children's choir time after church today. So at the end of church, you're welcome to join us downstairs for fellowship time and then head home for a nap or whatever you want to do before coming back for church this afternoon and evening. You may have heard we're starting a new adult formation series in January, a book discussion of Everything Happens for a Reason and Other Lies I've Loved by Kate Bowler. You maybe saw Toni Burton out in the hallway. She is standing by the ministry station after church too to get you a book if you would like to join with us in that conversation in January. And then lastly, just want to name that we continue to host the Daytime Warming Center this week. We've had guests for the past week, and they'll be with us for one more week. Each day from 8 till 4 or so, folks are having food here and community. We ask that you keep our guests and the volunteers and the staff from Delanus and Mission in your prayers this week. Our prayer is that everyone will have a safe and warm place to be and have space to make community connections. So please be mindful of them this week. Now I invite you to join me for the call to worship, the responsive call to worship, just inside your bulletin. As with Mary long ago, the voice of God has come to us. Like her, let us give ourselves to God's will for us. Come, Lord Jesus.
Please stand if you're able. And let us pray. Gracious and loving God, come to us gathered here and fill us with your Spirit. Guide us through today. Make us ready for tomorrow. Ready to find new meaning in an old story, to live more resolutely into the world you intend for us, and to give you the glory. Come to us, O Lord, again and again. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Song. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Honor and majesty are before the Lord. Strength and beauty are in God's holy place. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Let the heavens be glad and let the earth rejoice. familiar words from the Gospel of John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome them. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. This is the word of the Lord.
Song was all about a name we have for Jesus, Emmanuel, which means God is with us. We heard another name for Jesus that Rose's grandma, Robbie, shared with us this morning. Said that another name for Jesus is the Word. The Word. That the Word was from the very beginning and then comes and is with us. So I thought I would bring some words. I brought some picture books. Do you think you can find the moment when Jesus is born in the picture books? We're going to see if we can find this moment when the stories we've been hearing about from the prophets, that somebody is coming and will be born and be with us, a baby, the Messiah, the King we've been waiting for. I wonder if we can find that moment when the Word becomes flesh, it says in the Bible. That means when baby Jesus is born. Would you take a book and see if you can find when the picture, the moment when baby Jesus is born. See if you can find the moment. Oh yeah, look inside. Simeon says, oh yeah, on the cover. Often baby Jesus is on the cover. Do you have this one at your house? See if you can find that moment. Open your book up, your stories about Jesus being born, and see if you can find the moment that the Word becomes flesh, that God comes and lives with us as a baby. Simeon found it. There's a picture. Jesus is with us. The light is with us. Do you see another time where a picture of baby Jesus is? Towards the end, see if you can find it. Teresa, did you find a picture where baby Jesus is yet? Keep looking. Benjamin found, baby Jesus has rosy cheeks in that picture. Yeah. Oh, the Word is with us as a baby. Oh, you found another picture. Oh, Jacob found a baby Jesus. That's when the baby is first born. Love is with us right here as a baby. Uh-huh. And Emma found, let's see, Emma. Oh, your baby Jesus has dark brown skin. Yeah, Jesus' love is right here with us in a person. Oh, look at Rose. Rose found, wow. All the animals with baby Jesus there. Baby Jesus, peace is with us. Oh, here Mary still has baby Jesus in her belly. Let's see if this one. Oh, there. Look. Oh, Allie says Jesus is right in the middle of everybody. There's lots of people gathered or lots of animals gathered. Hey, this feels like kind of a big deal. That Jesus comes, God's love comes to us as a baby. And that's what we're celebrating today. We celebrate that every day, but especially today, that God comes to us. It's kind of mysterious. It's kind of wild. And it's really wonderful. Can you put your arms like you're holding a baby? Maybe like this. Sometimes babies are like this if you're nursing, or sometimes you're bouncing a baby on your hip, or sometimes you're swinging a baby like this so you can see the baby's face. Can you do however you want? You can either hold the baby like this or hold the baby like this if you want to think about me. Oh, and let's pray together. God, we thank you for the gift of Jesus, of your love with us as a baby. Help us feel that love. Help us gather around with that love right in the middle. In your precious Son, that baby Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. All right, would you put your stories back in the basket for us? And let's head to...
Will you pray with me? God of love and light, your grace surrounds us. The sights, the sounds, the smells of the season tell us of your birth. The cracks of blue and gray skies this week. The giddy anticipation of children. Sam's voice. The loving embrace of family and friends gathered here. All speak to your presence among us. We are grateful. But, O God, all is not well, as in the days of old. Military, economic, racial, and ethnic oppression by the few upon the many continue to define our world. And in this season of hope, too many of us are hopeless, exhausted, depressed, poor or hungry. There's too much loneliness and grief. We need you, maybe now more than ever. Even as we utter, "Come, Lord Jesus," we know you are already here. You are always here, waiting for us to come to you. Ready to offer your life-giving promise of a different world, where love and community prevail, where power equals justice, and peace is the norm. God, you came into the world in little baby flesh to offer to us this audacious hope. Oh, let us accept it. Help us fiercely to live it. God, there are those among us who need your tender touch, especially right now in their lives. We pray for Dave Lampkin, Beth Foster, Marlene Francis, Eva Kelly, Jill Damon, Betty Gerstler, Marilyn Marsh, Esther Floyd. We pray for Mervyn Ukartz, David Gregg, Mike Kelly, Chuck Suits, Lovely Varghese, Paul Larson, Grange Burnside, the Sanford family, Mrs. Essie Slaughter, Simona Butler, John Rowe, and Faye Key. And God, in silence, we lift our own private concerns. We praise you, O God, we offer our meager faith and imperfect love, knowing we can never fully grasp the extent of your extraordinary grace. Hear now our collective prayer in the words that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Thank you. their whole future awaits. In them are potentials and possibilities that the rest of us don't have anymore. They haven't yet known heartbreak or scarring. Ahead of them is their life. All these experiences are awaiting them, learning, loving, growing, enduring, choosing. We may not think of these things consciously, but I think they may well be part of our tenderness for them. They've just begun, and in their beginning is great beauty. And if that is true for them, how much truer is it of the baby born in Bethlehem? Newborn, lying in a manger, he is the beginning of beginnings and a gift, totally a gift to us, pure gift, a new beginning. I think this is what the doctrine of the virgin birth means to say. You may not think so much of the claims that the mother of Jesus was a virgin. In fact, the New Testament doesn't make a great deal of it. Paul never mentions it, nor do any other writers of the New Testament except two of our four Gospels. But there it is. And whatever you do or do not think of, in terms of biology, please take seriously the meaning of those stories. It is not about having or not having sex. It is about the truth that redemption is not a human project. It is not the fruit of our so-called human progress. It out it doesn't happen out of our own capacities. What Christ is doing is not an evolving. He is the Holy Spirit's grand, inbreaking, interrupting work for the world's new beginning. It overrides our arrangements and intentions. So Mary, who just learned she's to have the baby, says to the angels, "How can this be? And I have been with a man." And the angel says, "Honey, we don't need a man." And soon Joseph, poor man, learns his fiancée is expecting without his having made a contribution. And then he has a dream of an angel who says, "Marry her." Joseph said, "That's not my kid." The angel says, "Exactly. It's an in-breaking, interruption, breakthrough of Holy Spirit plus a brave girl." Joseph, consider yourself superfluous. And then get up and take responsibility. Here is the gift in it for all of us. There is newness I would love to make happen in my world, and it is beyond me to do. It is not in me to make. I would love to heal myself. That isn't in me. I would like for you to heal me, please. For some church to do it. But that is a cruel and empty and pointless expectation. There is, no matter how much love is in us, how much good we want to do, an incapacity to bring it all forth from ourselves. Where we wish we had that inner new life pouring out, created from us, we are empty of it all. It is as if we are born to feel that ache, longing to make the new, and are also made to be without it. Same black hair, the same little hands and long shall be to all the people the Savior. For unto you is born that Savior, and you, this shall be a sign unto you, you shall find the baby wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. When the shepherds got to that place, do you suppose they stayed and stayed for the longest time when others might have left, just gazing transfixed by the sight of this little child who is the hope of the world? And didn't in the end they kneel? What else could they do? Did Joseph finally have to tell them it's time? We could do no better today than in our hearts to kneel and to gaze upon the face of infinite love in a newborn child. And in rising at last to know that whatever power of good we had hoped to bring to ourselves and to our world, infinite love has brought and will go on bringing. Christ is coming and all creation wait. Prepare the way of the Lord. Lay aside dark things. Clothe yourselves with light. And let our embodied living express the ancient prayer. Come, Lord Jesus, you who are already alive.